This is Morning Edition on KBSX. I'm Scott Graff. A week ago, you probably never heard of Five Wives Vodka. The liquor is distilled by a Utah company called Ogden's Own. But now, there's a good chance you've heard of the product after the Idaho State Liquor Division told the distillery it can't sell Five Wives Vodka in the Gem State. In a letter, the state says the company's concept is offensive to some of Idaho's population. That decision has made national news. To learn more about why Idaho doesn't want Five Wives here, we called Jeff Anderson, the man who runs the state's liquor division.
The Idaho State Liquor Division sees lots of products. There are thousands and thousands of distilled spirits brands available in the marketplace. We carry about 2,400. In the last year, we've seen, 500 or so that have been presented to us by brokers and suppliers. We've listed in our price book about 150, which means we say no more than yes. And in the instance of Five Wives Vodka from Ogden's Own, it was presented to us as a straight vodka that is okay, but the screening team that works with me and makes recommendations for listings felt that it was an average straight vodka. Trying to compete in a price segment at $21.95, where we already have 106 other vodkas in that price segment between $20 and $25. We just felt like we didn't need it. The tiebreaker in this case was the packaging. It's a nondescript bottle with a label that shows five women hiking up their skirts to reveal kittens covering their genitals.
The name Five Wives, was that part of your decision as well?
No, not really. I mean, their marketing plan is trying to, with a wink and a nod, play off the whole Mormon thing, being a Utah-based distillery, and that wasn't as much of it as being offensive to women. I mean, the picture they're using is from a vaudeville troupe at the turn of the 20th century, the Barrison Sisters. And part of their act was to hike their skirts and ask people if they'd like to see their blank. And, the crowd would get a good laugh out of it. But at the end of the day, this product was average at best, priced too high in an unacceptable package.
If Ogden's Own asked the Liquor Commission to reconsider, considering all of the attention that this has got, do you think your group would be inclined to change its mind?
I can't say. I would say that we would certainly welcome the opportunity to have a conversation with them.
They're talking a lawsuit, considering a lawsuit. They've been contacted apparently by an attorney who has represented a beer company in a similar instance. Does that surprise you that this could reach that stage?
It does. Statute and rule in Idaho is pretty clear. Who determines what is listed in Idaho rests with the director. I have a professional selection committee who makes recommendations, and I suppose they could file a lawsuit. I don't know what the outcome of that would be, but if we were required to accept every product offered to us in whatever package or label is provided, it would create tremendous difficulty for us in terms of making sure we got enough room for the things that people actually want.
I think they're going all over the place and backtracking from their initial statements.
This is Steve Conlin. He's part owner of Ogden's Own, and he's in charge of marketing Five Wives. He says the company understands Idaho's decision not to sell the vodka in its stores, but what upsets the distillery is that the state won't let it sell it to bars and restaurants. We reached Conlin on his cell phone and asked him if the liquor division actually did his company a favor.
Well, I would have to say that the exposure we've got has been worth the money we spend on a PR. Let's put it that way. Yeah, I mean, this has taken off like wildfire. There's a national interest to almost the craziness of the situation. And I think that's what appeals to people, is that it just seems silly. It seems silly to us.
So you are considering a lawsuit, I read in the Idaho Statesman. Is that correct?
Yeah, we actually, you know, here's where we're at is that, you know, we're seeking legal options. There are similar cases across the country where beers have been banned and, you know, the states have had to back down. They do not have the right to impose prior restraint on commercial speech.
They said they would be willing to meet with you. Is there any room on your end for compromise outside of a lawsuit?
You know, we have been made aware, and we had not been made aware. We haven't even been communicated with by the state. So, but we have done our own research, and we have found that there is some sort of appeals process. And again, you know, I can see where they can say, well, thanks for your appeal. We don't need 107 vodkas. Well, great. That's not the issue here. The issue is fill our orders that people are asking for in their establishments. They're not even going to the state-run liquor stores.
Steve Conlon is with Ogden's Own Distillery, the company that makes Five Wives Vodka. Before that, we heard from Jeff Anderson, the head of Idaho's liquor division. You'll find the letter the state sent to the Vodka's Idaho distributor on our website. Go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.